Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hello, friends. Welcome on in, Ray Foley. My name, and I'm here for a Tuesday show. There's JP.
Hello.
Hello is his name. Do you recall a film called Holy Man from 1998, starring Eddie Murphy?
No.
Absolutely zero recollection. Was it around Eddie Murphy's... Was it Norbert? Norbert? Or?
Norbert, yeah. And then there's one where he plays all the different roles in the family. Mama's the, House. Big Mama's House.
The Clumps, the Crunks. Or the,
yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Clumpy Crunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Holy Man from 1998. No recollection. But the little video came up on the Instagrams. Excuse me. I'm feeling crap today. I feel awful.
Oh, really?
I'm feeling very blah. Feeling crap and feeling awful. You might want to listen to this from Eddie Murphy. I don't know if Eddie Murphy's necessarily the person I want to be taking life advice from.
Wouldn't have thought so.
But I'm guessing a writer or someone else wrote this for him, and he delivered it impeccably in a single shot as he's walking through a movie set. Talking straight into the camera and walking through the set and delivering the lines. It's very compelling, very wise. Very wise.
Will I be inspired?
You might be.
Okay.
There's no comedy in this, but it's worth listening to. And it could be useful if you're feeling blah of a Tuesday afternoon.
75 years.
It's 75 years of the little monologue, the name of it. 75 years. Think about it. 75 years.
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years. 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. When you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now. Right now, this very second. And I'm not saying drop everything and let the world come to a grinding halt. I'm saying that you can become a seeker. You can be loving more. You can be taking some chances. You can be living more. You can be spending more time with your family. You can be getting in touch with the part of you that lives instead of fears. The part of you that loves instead of hates.
Today FM Summer.
Christmas Eve. What do you think of that?
It's a lot to take on board of a Tuesday morning, right? Tuesday afternoon, in fact.
75 years. Yeah. Make the most of it. That's all you get. 75 winters, 75 summers. 75 Christmases. That's all. Well, actually, I'm 42 now. Tops. Like, upper limits?
Yeah.
I've got about 8 years left in me.
You'd be doing well at age.
Given my lifestyle and the way I'm treating my body.
Sure, you've had one foot in the grave for years now.
Absolutely.
For years.
I'm on borrowed time, guys.
Ticking time, Mom.
So 8 years, 8 summers, 8 birthdays, 8 Christmases. Do your own maths. Think about it. Try and put that into some perspective for you. And not in a depressing way. You can look at it in a glass half empty way and go, this is all I've got left. But the glass half full way is, let's try and use it as best we can.
Chance to seize the moment, yeah.
Let's carpe this diem, baby. Oh, by the way, don't do any of that before 4:30.
Stay put.
Yeah,
so listen to the
stay
radio.
Stay right where you are, yeah. Stay in the rat race until at least 4:30. Once Mac comes on, go discover your life. In the meantime, here's your cash machine total. Anne-Marie, Shania Twain, and Unhealthy. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Welcome to your Tuesday. Short week, babies.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland, how you doing? Ray's here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Gang's all here.
Hello.
Present and correct. Excuse me, I'm feeling dreadful today. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm just queasy, just a easy squeezy. Do you know easy squeezy?
Right. Did you eat anything funny?
No.
Did you drink anything funny, Ray?
Do you know what? For once, I didn't. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. I didn't drink something funny over Monday night.
Yeah, gotcha.
Shout out to Kilkenny. By the way, I was in Kilkenny
on
Saturday. This was, we were going full Lidl. The final of the block rocking. Jesus, that Declan Pearce, that. I've never seen him do his thing before.
A lot of energy, isn't it?
Have you ever seen him?
I have, yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm like, because one minute he's mild-mannered Declan Pearce chatting. Joe, you know, Declan's lovely. He's like, how are you, Declan? Yeah, how's it going? Yeah. How are you, Ray? How's the family? Yeah, good, yeah. And then next thing, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Declan Pearce. Azagi, yagi, yagi, mother of God, we're on the stage, we're going crazy.
He's like a rock god.
He's like a rock, he's a dance god is what he is. Less of the rock and more of the dancing. He's jumping and pumping.
Would you say he rocks the mic?
He definitely rocks the mic. He rocked the mic and rocked the stage. The tunes were absolutely, this was Kilkenny Mountain View. By the way, I didn't know what to expect with Mountain View. You can look them up on, like, they're kind of a wedding venue. They have markets there on a Sunday. And it's like a big sort of, I think they've got glamping. And then they've got a big wedding venue and a big kind of shed situation. But it's all beautifully appointed, lovely fairy lights.
They probably don't call it a shed.
They literally do. It's called the cow shed. It says on a sign over the door.
I take that back.
Yeah. Thanks for your input.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a big shed. They call it the cow shed.
Okay. And they probably call it the cow shed, right?
Pizzas and coffees. And then they have bouncy castles and the barbecue and competitions. I was giving out vouchers for it was great. Actually, do you know what? I've got a bunch of voice notes that I saved. I'm sick of people saying to me, oh, will you say hello to me on Tuesday on the radio? And then I go, yeah, I do. And then I look at my notes. And then it's like JM plus BRHB. I'm like, oh, Johnny Murphy and Breda Reynolds, happy birthday, I think. I don't know. Because when you look at that, you're under pressure on your notes. So what I do is now, I record voice notes in.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Of people that I need to say hi to. This is in Kilkenny on, by the way, the sun came out. It was lashing rain.
How jammy were you?
It was horrific. Saturday morning, horrific weather. Looking out going, I was like, because there was a weather alert. There was a wind and rain alert on Saturday. I was looking out the window going, there's absolutely no way that thing's happening today. Declan Pierce and his blocks will be rocking. Well, they'll be rocking indoors if they're rocking anywhere. So the lads, Saturday, here we go.
I'm in Kilkenny. I've said hi to Noah. What's Noah's second in?
By the way, I sound hammered in this. I was driving.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I hadn't touched a drop. The music was still blaring. Declan brings, are they Declan's, Deck Pierce's smoke machines as well? Because instantly the room fills with smoke. He's like, I don't know, David Copperfield or something. He's like a ninja.
Deck Pierce's Block Rock and Beats, consistently one of the best shows at Electric Picnic every single year.
I think he must go every... Deck must travel with smoke machines, dry ice, wherever he goes. He's like Batman. You know the way Batman... gone.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. I said, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Declan Pierce. I need to introduce him. You know, it's on the stage. Introduce him. Block Rock and Beats, Deck Pierce, here we go. Whoa! Next to smoke everywhere. Outrageous. Sorry.
I'm in Kilkenny. I've said hi to Noah. What's Noah's second name?
To her. Yes.
Noah's gone over there. And what are your names? What's your name?
Niamh Russell.
Emma Russell.
Emma, what's your name?
Lucy.
Who?
Lucy
and?
Finn.
Give me an oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Perfect. Finn, you're amazing. What, Rena? We'll say hi to you as well then, okay? Hi, Rena.
Finn giving it all that.
Coming in hard there, Finn was, yeah?
Give me an oggy.
Oi, oi, oi.
Tell you what, Tech, look out. Finn's coming for your gig. Who else have we got? Sorry. Loads of shout-outs. Who's that?
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your name?
Ethan Ball.
I would like to say hi to my mum, my dad, and my brother Kevin, who is here with me right now.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
And I think I've got one more.
Well done to the Piltown.
Oh, this is it. Sorry, I need to give a shout out to the lady just said it, but I didn't record her. Sorry.
Well done to the Piltown girls for winning their tournament. Oh, the Piltown girls, that's it. I'm saving this for the radio on Tuesday.
And then I stopped recording.
Cool.
Isn't that all good stuff?
It was like I was there.
You got to live that experience without ever having to attend. So well done, Kilkenny. The sun was shining. Yeah. You pulled out all the stops. Bouncy castles.
Oh my god! They had goats! Oh, you love goats.
That was sensational.
Come on, guys.
Pitbull, Neo, give me everything. Come on, JP, give me everything. Today FM, playing the music. You have a very good afternoon. Ireland, how are you? Ray's my name. Short week, feeling sensational today. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley on Show JP.
On Show.
I'm Dick, sweetheart. Ray on Show. This is on the subject of Eddie Murphy and the 75 years... Did I say it was Holy Man, the film Holy Man?
Yeah. 75 years,
and it doesn't seem that long. 75 years is all you get.
75 years.
Here's the thing, though. For most of us, for most of you listening, and most of us, it's not 75 years. By the time you're old enough to get to grasp the concept, then you've already wasted at least, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years?
I know, but when you're a child and in your 20s, you're carefree, and you're kind of almost living that life. It's when life starts to bog you down with jobs and family, etc. That's when you need to listen to Eddie's advice.
So 42, another 8 years, I'll be 50. Another 10 years after that, 60, 18, 60. Give me to 70, 28 years. So 28, really. So when Eddie's saying 75, he's actually saying 28 to me. I've only got 28 Christmases left. tops, like absolute stretch.
75 years.
By the way, that's not the way to look at it. Look at it like glass half full, which is 28 years of opportunity, 28 years, 28 Christmases with your family, with your loved ones, achieving your dreams, chasing your dreams, becoming all that you wish you could become.
75 years. That's how much time you get if you're lucky. 75 years. 75 winters, 75 springtimes, 75 summers, and 75 autumns. When you look at it like that, it's not a lot of time, is it? Don't waste them. Get your head out of the rat race and forget about the superficial things that preoccupy your existence and get back to what's important now. Right now, this very second. And I'm not saying drop everything and let the world come to a grinding halt. I'm saying that you can become a seeker. You can be loving more. You can be taking some chances. You can be living more. You can be spending more time with your family. You can be getting in touch with the part of you that lives instead of fears, the part of you that loves instead of hates.
What do you think of that, Ireland? 0874-100-102, text or WhatsApps. I'd love to know what you think. Like, is it connecting with you? There's a load of codswallop. I'd say it'd be 50-50. For me, it'd be... On one level, I'm like, yeah, geez, yeah. Jeez, yeah. Yeah, my baby... Every day I look at my babies, they're bigger. I'm losing more time with them. They're going to be gone... Not dead, hopefully. But they'll be, you know, gone, whatever. Be gone to secondary school. It's all changed. It's always slipping away from us. Time. Ray, you think 75 years isn't long until you work out how many years you have until retirement. I've got 31 years until I retire, and I can tell you that feels like a very long time. From Charlene on Show, love the show. Hey, Charlene, you could die before then, though.
Yeah, always an upside.
Do you know what? You could focus on that. And Big Nevin Roscommon says, Ray, if we're talking Eddie Murphy movies, his best are Beverly Hills Cop, Life with Martin Lawrence, Another 48 Hours, and The Golden Child. Big Nev. Whoa, 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 Nev. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Has Nev missed a trick there?
You forgot about the Haunted Mansion. The original Haunted Mansion, not the one that's out next week.
Is that good? I haven't seen it.
The original one?
Yeah.
It's dreadful.
Okay.
And the clumps and the crunks and all the stupid... No.
The
terrible.
Golden Child is an excellent movie.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lady who's got a body that's half snake. I won't go any further into any more detail. I won't ruin it for you. Plot spoiler.
Ray, I was in Kilkenny on Saturday. It was absolutely hopping, lads. Great day I had by all from the Coughlins in Waterford. Delighted you had your good time, Coughlins or Collins. On show, Ray, thanks for bringing the sunshine to Kilkenny. You rocked the joint. From Brendan, love the show. Hey, cheers, Brendan. I didn't rock the joint, but Declan Pierce absolutely did. I just chatted and generally took the mickey out of people in front of me, as I usually do. Declan was fantastic. Block rock and beats every weekend right here, 10 AFM. Reds said, I saw that spinny camera shot of you and Dec Pierce. Yeah, you know these things that they have at weddings or events where you stand on a stage and it spins a camera around you. It goes around, you stand on the stage, you dress up in funny stuff like a boa, a feather boa, and they spin a camera around and they put the video up on the internet.
It's almost like a 3D shot or something, is it? Sort of.
It spins around you.
Yeah.
And they play it in slow motion. It looks like a music video or something.
Right.
So they said to me and Declan, who in the last 20 years we've maybe exchanged 25 words. Now, you know, we know each other, but we're not best pals or anything. And they said, hop up on the stage there and, you know, act like best pals. So I felt incredibly self-conscious.
Did, yeah.
I can have a chat with the man, no problem. But like...
Did you put the arm around him?
We were back to back.
Okay, right.
And they put the video up. But this is another thing I hate. When Today FM puts a photo or a video of me on the social media channels.
Disable all comments.
I just cannot. I hate my face. I hate my shape. I hate my clothes. I hate everything about myself. I just cannot. Just don't. This is radio. Imagine me being gorgeous. Don't ever look at any photographs of me. Because I'll destroy the... I'll burst that bubble. Just don't put up any photographs of me or videos of me on the internet. And they did, of course, on Saturday. And then they tagged me in it. I'm like, oh, jeez. Oh, no, my God, mother of God. I'm wearing a Czech shirt.
Right.
Standing in a barn behind skinny Declan Pierce.
He's very slim, isn't he?
Rocking his blood. He's in phenomenal shape.
He's the kind that got that salt and pepper hair. He's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking man. Don't dispute that. I'd rather not go on about it, but... I saw that spinny camera shot of you and Dec Pierce on the weekend. Let me tell you, you're looking well, Ray. Whatever you've been doing, it's certainly working. From Reds. Reds, thank you very much. I'm down 2 stone, I'll have you know.
Wow.
But you can't tell. I still look as dreadful as ever. And thanks, Ray. Absolutely delighted with their shout out from the weekend for Ethan and Kevin's mammy, Georgina. Lots of love and love the show. Hey,
Ray Foley.
Thanks to
Make
all the
Care Plus.
Everyone,
not all
up.
Careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. CarePlus.ie.
Wow, Friday.
Magma, Joker's Miracle. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. And there's JP.
How are you?
At 75 years, Eddie Murphy telling us in his film Holy Man. We've only got 75 years, 75 winters, 75 Christmases, 75 years to get out there and chase the dream. Carpe diem. Chase our dreams and live our life to the fullest and to our best. It's easier said than done, I know. Life itself gets in the way, doesn't it? Niall in Kildare says... Niall says thanks for the tickets for Kilkenny. We had a great day. It was great to chat. Beat the Intro was a great game from Niall. Yeah, we were doing Beat the Intro.
All right.
In Kilkenny. It was a Taylor Swift song nobody got. And I went, see? 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 My wife got it. She was the only person to get it. Brendan said, Bowfinger's Eddie Murphy's best film. Life with Martin Lawrence is dreadful, from Brendan. Is Bowfinger the one with Steve Martin in it?
Oh, it is indeed, yeah. You're right.
I didn't like that. I didn't like Eddie Murphy's sort of artistic, you know, when he was doing all these arty-farty films.
More Axel Foley.
Yeah, that's all I want. Eddie Murphy, Showtime with Robert De Niro and William Shatner is my favourite one. And also Shrek. Of course, the Shrek films. From Dora in Kilmainham in Dublin. Cheers, Dora. And on the 75 years thing, Kevin's over, Claire's over there, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, Claire. Yes, I called you Kevin for a second. Sorry, Claire.
That lad is totally onto something. He might sound like a bit of a weirdo, but if you get down to the bottom of it, it's all true, man.
Yeah, well, 75, well, the 75 years thing is, none of us have 75 years left, really, unless you're just born. The worst.
Thank God it's a short week.
There's Kevin. It's a Kevin.
Hey, Foley. 75 years, yeah?
Yeah, Kevin.
Jesus. I'm a similar vintage to yourself, probably similar health status.
Yeah, I've put my body through hell over the last 15 years or so, Kevin, so I'm definitely not getting another 75 out of it.
I take 28 years now, no bother.
Yeah.
Good luck. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Queeveen. William Friedkin.
Yeah.
He died over the weekend. He was, this is the Oscar-winning director. He directed The Exorcist and the Italian Job?
The French Connection.
The French
Close.
Connection, yeah. Sorry. Friedkin, who won the Best Director Academy Award for The French Connection, died on Monday in L.A. The French Connection was based on a true story. What else? The Exorcist then, which was shocking for its time. Absolutely horrific. One of the scariest films of all time. She's inside in the bed, freezing cold, and she's twisting her head around. I mean, they say teenage girls can be a nightmare. But she was particularly...
The pea soup, though. No, thanks.
It put me off pea soup for life.
Ah, God's
sake. I was like, I'd never be able to keep them boiled down.
Come here, you know well the music from The Exorcist. It's Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Mike Oldfield.
Iconic soundtrack.
Mike Oldfield, yeah. And Tubular Bells. Please hold, I'll go get it for you.
The song is only around 900 years long.
Tubular Bells.
But as soon as it comes on, you're thinking, yeah, possessed girl.
No.
Crawling up the stairs backwards. No, thank you.
Lads.
Chills.
Would you like a fun fact, actually, about Tubular Bells?
Go on.
Please hold. Fun facts. Please hold. 1 second.
It wasn't that the album, Tubular Bells?
Oh, was it? Yeah. Was it a full album that Oldfield did?
Yeah.
What's your song?
It's got that Christmas song on it, name of which I can't remember now.
Was it Tubular Bells, was it?
Yeah.
Cool. Fun fact for you about Tubular Bells.
Go on.
It made Richard Branson. Richard Branson had a Virgin Record Stores, and he'd set up his own record label, and Oldfield was Branson's first ever signing of with Tubular Bells, and it ultimately made him the billionaire, the huge success that he
I'm glad you've introduced that fun fact to the conversation after all the death chat we've had.
Yeah, it's good. Isn't it?
Turn it around.
Light and shade, lads.
Yeah.
That's how you do radio. Just like a mid kid. Give them a bit of heavy stuff. Yeah. Give them a bit of light. Give them a few text messages, a few voice notes. Bam, half format's on. Boom, baby. Here comes Wednesday.
Come here. Do you want to do a quiz?
I love a quiz.
So The Exorcist, Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield. But can you identify the movie from which this iconic horror movie music is taken? So these movies have these famous theme songs, but can you identify the movie? It's a bit like the intro you were doing.
So you're getting kind of a glib, sort of fun, bit of crack quiz out of the death of a world-renowned octogenarian, William Friedkin.
Again, I'm looking at the upside, Ray.
Right, okay. Well, a man
has turning a negative into a positive, Ray.
A man has died here.
Cop on, guys. A man has died here. In all seriousness.
William would want us to do a beat the intro to mark his passing.
I think this quiz is going to be extremely easy for you, Ray.
You ready?
Yeah. Number one.
Yeoman, Damien.
Well done.
How are you doing, Damien? No good sequels. Only no. The first one. The oak falling off the church on top of your man. Oh, horrific. Oh, was it glass? Was there a pane of glass or something?
There might have been a church spire as well.
And there was a funny dog. Yeah, the spire fell off. A funny dog. And then there was a pane of glass sliding off the truck.
Again, contraception, Ray. Great ad for the Omen. Next one, Ray. Can you identify this famous movie?
Oh, the man with the fellow with the Michael.
Mickey Myers.
Michael Myers.
Indestructible.
Halloween.
Yes, well done. John Carpenter
John
directed.
John Carpenter's Halloween. And this, he made the music.
Correct.
Fun facts on Today FM. Oh, jeez, lads. In memory this afternoon of William Friedkin, who sadly passed away at the age of 87 over the last 24 hours.
Right, Ray. Does the name Bernard Herrmann mean much to you?
No.
No. Well, play this music and see if you recognise it.
Psycho.
Correct, well done.
Inside the shower.
I told you this was easy.
Vince Vaughn in the remake. Was it Vince Vaughn and Anne Heche? Terrible. Okay, go again.
Number four.
I'm dead good at this.
What's this movie?
No. And that's where I draw the line.
And he's
absolutely not.
And we're done.
I'll never forget. I was in summer camp. I must have been 7 or 8 years old, and there was a guy called Roger in the summer camp with me. Roger, and Roger had seen Freddy.
Oh, there's always one.
And Roger told us. See, by the way, I've never watched it in my life. I haven't watched a second of Freddy. And Roger told us frame by flipping frame. Roger was able to tell us. Scene by scene, word for word of the script of Freddy, and then singing us the one, two. Nightmares.
Yeah.
I know, I'm saying I had nightmares. Oh, no.
Creepy kids.
No, thank you very much. Oh, God. I had actual, genuine nightmares for the rest of my life. That and Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I swear to God.
All the bases covered.
The worst.
Right, the last entry is not Darby O'Gill. I think you're going to struggle. 0874-100-102 if you guess this before Ray. This is tough. It's a classic. Come on. Who's going to get it?
Is it his?
No.
Oh, jeez, it's spooky, though.
Isn't it? It's not the Omen. Oh, hang on. Brendan's got it. All work and no play makes Ray a dull boy.
The Shining.
The Shining. Oh, no. Isn't that creepy music?
That's
just wrong.
Well, yeah. Actually, speaking of Fred, they're making Five Nights at Freddy's, a film for Halloween.
Oh,
Ray Foley.
I'm out. Thank you very
with
much.
With Care Plus. Care with a care.
I have this app that tells me what my sleep debt is. It's called Rise. Hang on, I'll find out now. Please hold. And it's on my phone, and it tells you how short of sleep you are. I'm 8.5 hours in sleep debt, and it builds up over the week, over the course of a week. I'm just not sleeping.
No.
And I saw this video last night on Instagram. The 5 steps to help you fall asleep in 2 minutes. And it's a military technique, okay? So basically, if you're like in a war zone, if you're like a Navy SEAL dropped into a hot zone, right?
Yeah.
And you need to sleep. You're only assigned, say, you can only sleep while the sentry is up there. And
oh, right, because somebody could be taking watch.
Someone's taking watch and you're taking next watch. You need to get your sleep because, of course, the humans need their sleep as well to be able to function. And a Navy SEAL, he needs to be able to immediately drop into sleep, get his designated sleep, just fall asleep straight out like a light, and then back up and alert again to take watch so the next fella can go to sleep. So I imagine it's pretty important that they learn the techniques of sleep. So this is what your man says. This is used by the Navy to help its pilots sleep in a variety of very stressful situations. They say it works for 95% of people. It's from Lloyd Budwinter's book, Relax and Win, Championship Performance.
I'm listening, yep.
Okay, so number one, relax your face, your tongue and your cheeks.
Okay, mate. Maybe do it after you finish reading, right?
Unclench your jaw, breathe deeply. Two, relax the tension in each of your arms and your shoulders and your hands. Continue to breathe deeply. Three, relax your chest and your stomach. Just relax. Just relax everything then, is it? Relax your left leg and then your right leg. I'll turn off the music. Relax your left leg and then your right leg. Continue deep breathing. That's right. In through the nose and out through the mouth. That's right. That's right. Now it's your mind's turn. Imagine you're surrounded by darkness. Close your eyes. Continue deep breathing. That's right. In through the mouth. And now through the nose. That's right. If you're struggling, start to count your breaths as you exhale. Here we go. And two.
That's one.
And three. That's right. And apparently off you go. Let me call my military guy.
God, I was a bit lightheaded after that.
You're feeling sleepy though. You might faint now.
It's ringing.
Let me call Ray Goggins.
Oh yeah, I like him.
He knows his chops when it comes to the military.
He's been places.
He's a former... Hello, Ray.
How's it going?
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Ray. How are you? Are you well?
Thanks for taking the call. I was looking at this thing on Instagram of this military sleep technique, right?
Yeah.
And it's all deep breathing and relaxing your legs and keep deep breathing and stuff. I'm sure as people familiar with Ultimate Hell Week will be familiar with the sort of sleep-deprived situations that you put people through. And I'm sure you've been put through yourself in your career. What's the longest you've been without sleep?
Oh, it's a couple of days, I'd imagine. It would be any more than 3 days, I'd say, probably, you know, at a pinch.
You couldn't be performing at your best, though, if you haven't slept in that long.
Well, when I say, like, I mean, fitful sleep, you might get, like, 10 minutes here and there, you know, and even if you can get that much, it's enough to keep you going. Now, I'm not recommending that's what you do. It's not good for you long term, but if you have to stay awake for various reasons, you know, you can power nap for, you know, 10, 20 minutes and it keeps you going for another maybe 6, 12 hours.
Does it really? Because anytime, I'm almost whinging about it, anytime I get a power nap. If I get anything less than an hour and a half, I'm whinging that I'm still sleepy when I wake up.
Yeah, like, if you're only getting a power nap, like, I suppose it's a habit too, like, you know, if you slept somewhere between 10 minutes and 2 hours, you know, that's a good thing. Like, if you got 2 hours sleep in that environment, for example, that keep you going for another day, you know, day and a half even.
Wow,
you know,
really?
But like, again, I'm not recommending that people do it. It's a kind of a need must thing, you know, when you're involved in these sorts of situations where you have to stay awake or you can't get much sleep. You need to be able to do that.
Would you have had any training, I suppose, in the sense, as you're training for service? Like, would you go through a sort of situations where you get used to only being able to cope with very
well, sleep? Yeah, there wouldn't have been like a staying awake class, you know, lesson one to two.
No.
Like, they just kind of put you in the environment and you just kind of figure it out.
Right.
Yourself, really, it's kind of by osmosis. So, you know, you mentioned there about Hell Week and what it's based on, which is selection, which is a course now that runs for a year, where there's phases of it where, you know, candidates will get very little sleep over periods of time. So you just get used to kind of making up the ground yourself when you can take, like, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes in the back of a vehicle or against a truck, anything at all, you know, keeps you going. Like, and you just figure out yourself, you know, and you kind of, there's no particular, like, I don't know what to do now, maybe they do that now to guys, but when I was there, you weren't trained about lack of sleep, you just kind of picked it up by going on operations and, you know, deployments and stuff, you figure it out yourself, you know, as a group.
Would you take it when, would you have to be given permission to do it? I mean...
Obviously, yeah, like, right. It depends what you're doing, you know, like, obviously you can't be on 24/7 for days and weeks on end. Like, you can be operating at 100%, but you need some sort of recovery, you know, because your sleep debt will just, as you said, it'll take you out. You won't be able to make decisions. You won't be able to, physically, you'll be incapable of doing anything after a couple of days. So you need to be able to just get, you know, a cat nap, for want of a better word, if that's what it is. And you just get, like, that 20 minutes or whatever it is, but like it does keep you going. Like, and don't get me wrong, that bit when you wake up, like you were saying there, and you're like a bag of cats, but after 2 minutes or, you know, a drink of cold water, you're back in the game, you know.
Power through, yeah.
To go for those long stretches of lack of sleep, Ray, you must be caffeinated up to the eyeballs on missions. All right. Though, are you? And then if you are taking in loads of caffeine, how are you getting to sleep then after that?
Yeah, well, like, I suppose in the early days, yeah, you would be kind of, you'd be thinking that sugar and caffeine will do it. They actually don't. Like, for a day or so, they're fine. But after that, then they're not much good to you. They're actually the opposite, really, you know, and it does, you're too wired in and you can't do anything right. So, you know, like, I know people pulling night shifts and working in the, you know, on call and all this kind of stuff are probably knocking the coffee down their neck, but it's probably not ideal long term, like, and it actually doesn't work long term. And in my experience, and I found that, like, things like, you know, just moving about, like, not getting yourself too comfortable, you know, drinking cold water, small snacks, and keeping yourself focused on tasks is what keeps you, used to keep me awake, anyway.
And there's no chemical way then, I suppose, of
I'm sure
staying awake.
Look, well, there back are. Back in the day, you know, go back to World War II, and, you know, there was troops being drugged up to their eyeballs. They're the same in Vietnam now. The Irish didn't do it to us. They drugged us with other stuff.
Yeah,
they didn't give us anything to keep us awake.
I suppose then, is there then a technique then that you would use for falling off sleep when you absolutely have to, or is it just the case that you're so exhausted that you're able to go?
Well, yeah, there's probably both. Like, I found that, you know, when I served in particular times, when you do get that time to sleep, you will. It'll take, you'll be asleep in a matter of minutes when you're that tired. But I suppose for all of us, like, for our normal routine, if you're not doing any kind of stuff that, you know, does, you don't have to stay awake for, if you've a normal day job and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, you find it difficult to sleep at night. I find for myself, like, there's probably three things you can do to go to sleep. And if I usually don't struggle for sleep, but I have quite a good sleep routine, and it comes down to what you do during the day, I think.
Right.
You know, your routine, your exercise, your diet, you know, stimulants. Are you on your phone up to the last minute before you're trying to get the hamster into his pajamas? Like, that doesn't work for anyone. So what I do is kind of, the rare time I do struggle to sleep, there's kind of three things I do. The first thing is like a body thing. So it's called dynamic tension. It's like tensing your muscles and relaxing, working from your head to your toes, and like just feeling that tension and then relaxing it and really letting it relax. So you're winding the body down.
Yeah.
At the same time, then you're kind of, you know, deep breathing, whatever way you want to do that. And I suppose the most important thing to switch off is your brain. That's probably the biggest thing that keeps us awake, because it's hard to switch that off immediately. You kind of have to wind that down a little bit, a couple of hours out from when you want to sleep, I think, anyway, you know.
Yeah, I suppose as well, in a military context, if you're in a high-pressure environment, you need to be able to switch off your brain to get that sleep quickly. So you would have techniques then that you'd be able
to cope under
pressure.
Absolutely. And, like, you'd figure it out. For me, there's kind of two things I would do if I'm trying to switch my brain off. I count my breaths when I'm in the deep breathing kind of cycle, whatever. And okay. I think of myself, you know, in darkness, or for me, in water. I always find that a kind of a comfort, and my brain will wind down then as a result of that. You know?
Okay, it's worth knowing.
So, it can work. It's not for everybody, but look, I believe there's loads of kind of techniques out there. And you mentioned about that that post there that this kind of special forces guy put up and putting you asleep in 5 seconds or whatever. Like, I'm not saying it doesn't work, but, you know, it can work, but not for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely worth giving it. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, no worries.
I do appreciate it. Ray's book is Ranger 22, Lessons from the Front. You can get it where you get good books, the best books, frankly.
Yeah. And here, that's a great book to put you to sleep. You'll have no problem.
I'm not going to lie. It's loads of uses, multi-use. Cheers, Ray. Much obliged. All the best.
So long, lads.
Cheers, brother. All the best. Bye-bye. Ray Foley. Hey, Lord. Swift. Shake it off. Today, FM, playing the music you love. She's doing great, isn't she?
Taylor Swift.
She's doing very well.
Yeah, one to watch in 24, I'd say.
Cheers to that, JP. Hello, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on Tuesday. Short week. Lovely. 0874-100-102. Yeah, we were talking to Ray Goggins earlier on about sleep techniques. Well, this is a thing that was on social media about sleep, or military sleep techniques. And I thought, yeah, Ray's the perfect person to talk to. 0874-100-102. Paul texted. He said, Ray and JP, was I hearing things, or did I just hear the last guest, the army man, who was talking about how to get to sleep, refer to putting the hamster in the pajamas? And Paul, Paul, I heard the same thing. Mm. And I thought, maybe that's an army thing.
I was thinking, I don't want to be the one who doesn't know what that is. So maybe
same.
That's a thing lots
this
of people
exactly
say.
This is exactly me as
but
well.
I'm too afraid to, I mean, it's Ray Goggins.
We need to stop doing that. We need to man up and go, sorry, what was that you just said? I was Googling it while he was on.
Right. You've been interneting.
The internet says, I typed in, put the hamster in pajamas. Mm-hmm. And the first result is a pair of child's pajamas with a hamster on it. And the second result is a photo of a hamster in pajamas.
Not really helpful.
It's not an army thing. It's not an army thing.
Is he talking about putting one of his children in the bed or something? I don't know.
Is it a, like you're...
He's putting on the bottle.
Your,
right.
Your budgie smugglers putting them on? I don't know. I actually don't know.
I've never heard it referred to that way.
Ram, after crashing the car, you said, don't try this nap thing while driving. You never said, don't try this nap thing while driving. You owe me a car now. Oof. Gary, sorry, Gary. And Ray, I used to have a smartwatch that kept my sleep score. Oh, yeah, I've got this sleep debt. It's 8.5 hours. I used to have a smartwatch to keep my sleep score. Something telling me that I wasn't getting sleep caused me more stress and thus less sleep. The minute I ignored it, I had better sleep from Peter. Peter, I've got a similar thing. Every Monday morning I wake up, it's an Apple Watch. And every Monday, particularly on Monday, I don't know what it is. It sends me a message when it tells that I'm awake. When I get up and put on, because it's charging on the locker overnight. Put it on my watch and then it can see that I'm wearing it, you know. And a message pops up and says, you can do it today, Ray. And I go, watch. No, I can't. No. I can't.
Ray Foley.
No, I can't.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same.
Get these side effects. Becky Hill and Side Effects. Today FM, play the music you love. What a song. This is Today FM Radio. Good day. Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Actually, a number of people have been explaining. We're talking to Ray Goggins a few minutes ago about sleep, yeah?
All right.
And he mentioned the hamster going in, getting into the pajamas.
Right. Is it an anatomical reference? What is he talking about? We don't know.
Who was it? John sent a perfectly reasonable explanation. The hamster is on the wheel, referring to people going flat out. The only way to come off the wheel and slow down is with pajamas on the hamster, i.e. for the person to wind down, for John. That does make sense. Aoife's over there, 0874-100-102, Aoife.
Ray, I'd say it's probably the hamster wheel in your head is going around and around and around.
Right. Yeah.
So put the hamster to bed and then you'll sleep.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Aoife. So it's not... why is it always willies with us?
It's not genitalia.
Why is it... it's always willies. Yeah. Straight away. Immediately. Whatever it is, we go to willies. We're playing our game in a couple of minutes. Do you want to play this?
Yeah.
We've got a lovely prize to give away, actually. Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a party for you and 30 friends at Jump Zone Indoor Trampoline and Inflatable Adventure Parks. They're celebrating their 10th birthday. They have 3 locations across Dublin, Liffey Valley Shopping Centre, Sandyford and Santree. Jump Zone is the perfect venue for kids' parties, school groups, team building events. They're great crack. Even just a fun day out with friends. You can try dodgeball, ninja courses and assault courses. Full details. Jumpzone.ie is the website. So you and up to 30 friends will also give each guest party bags and a special gift bag for the winner. If you want to get into win, we're playing our jumpy game. Jumpy quiz game. Just text jump. No, actually don't. Text jump zone. All one word, jump zone. 0874-100-102. We'll play in a couple of minutes.
Ray Foley.
We'll get your details and where you're from as well.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a weather. With TUI. For fun days in the sun, talk to your local TUI agent.
Sorry about that. Getting brighter as the day goes on. The odd sunny spell, highs of 19 degrees.
You showed me how the PC in the newsroom worked.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good something job, something popped up on screen during Steve-O's sport and I was trying to explain to him
Pong, is he? He's
what
Pong
happened.
Snake.
It's more at 4:30.
Are you doing more at 4:30?
Maybe.
I bet you bring out the big guns at 4:30. I bet you if you act together for a match at 4:30.
More Windows tutorials.
No way you did any of this stuff.
Oh my God. Did you see that thing about Windows?
What?
That photograph of Windows XP. You know the green landscape of the blue clouds and the field, sort of the lush green field.
Sure, sure. Go on. Yeah.
That's a real photograph.
Get out.
It was a real photograph of a fella took. Oh,
it's like I'm back in 2012 again.
Sorry, what do you mean? For Windows XP?
No, that's when that meme went around.
What? That went around that it was a real thing? That was...
About 10 years ago, yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Because it was only on one of those websites yesterday. I saw it.
Was it Facebook, was it?
It was her.ie. What? I love to catch up on her daughter. You had a bank holiday Monday.
What? Those lads on edibles or something. What's going on?
Go on. You go and do your headlines for Matt then.
See you, lads.
See you then.
Toodie pip.
Bye now. You didn't like a bit of that, Ray, did you?
I do feel like I've been bullied a bit.
Just a little victim complex.
I feel like I'll never be in their gang.
That's true.
Like, it's my show, but I will never be in their gang. Ray Foley. Like, they only hang out with me because it's my show.
How's her.ie?
I swear it's on her.ie. I got this feeling. It's a real photograph. Inside my bones. It's not edited or graphic design. It goes electric, wavy, yeah, when on, sure. I turn it on. Just need something that's real. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Leanne, is she Irish? Where's she from?
Ray, she's from Little Mix.
Could you just restart the machine there? Yeah, could you just control alt delete and then reboot?
Don't restart and update. Never do them together. Don't do it.
You'd be waiting all day.
Oh, okay.
Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley here.
Let's fun fact your face.
We're not supposed to be doing fun facts. We're supposed to be doing Jump Zone, our Jump Zone competition.
We are, yeah.
This is the fun fact I mentioned during the news. And it wasn't on her.ie, it was on Joe.ie. From the same family, though. Aren't they related to each other, Joe and her?
Yeah.
This is the photograph of Windows XP. When you turn on your window, your computer from about 12 years ago... You know the green field and the blue sky you see there on the desktop?
Mm.
That's a real photograph. And a man took it. The man, his name is Chuck O'Rear.
Excuse me?
Chuck.
Right.
First name, Chuck.
Yeah. O'Rear.
O'Rear. O apostrophe R-E-A-R.
Potentially Irish.
Yeah. Because there's loads of O'Rears around.
It looks Irish on paper, the
Shout
name
out
does.
To all the O'Rears listening.
Are you an O'Rear? Oh, it's 741102.
Are you an O'Front? Anyway, in January 1996, he was on his way to see his partner, Daphne. And he was driving from his home in St. Helena in California to her in Marin County. And he saw it and he took a photograph of it. And then Bill Gates was like, can I use that in Windows? And the rest, as they say, is history.
Let's fun fact your face.
Do the Jump Zone competition now, please.
Please, I wouldn't mind if you got to that, yeah.
You and up to 30 friends could be jumping around Jump Zone. It's ringing. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Oh, there you go. Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hi.
Bex, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, Ray, and you?
Only all right. Where in the world are you?
We're down in Kilkenny.
Down?
Oh, Ray's favourite spot.
I'm a new Kilkenny convert. I was in Kilkenny on Saturday and the sun was shining. It was beautiful. What's the weather like today?
It's sunny again, Ray.
Oh, look at you. Look at you there showing off your sunshine. Who's there with you?
I have a little girl in the next room and her name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, oh,
you're related to Jennifer, just, okay.
And she's my little daughter. She's just over one now, so Good. She is.
Hi, Jennifer. Anyone else?
And my husband, Mark.
Mark, is he around?
Oh, he is. He's right beside me.
Maybe he can help you then. So here's what we're doing. It's all to celebrate Jump Zones. They're the indoor trampoline and inflatable adventure parks. They're celebrating their 10th birthday. Jump Zone is a perfect venue for kids' parties, school groups, team building events, a fun day out with friends. You can do dodgeball, ninja courses and assault courses. Details at jumpzone.ie. The prize is, every day we're giving you the chance to win a party for you and 30 friends. And then we've got party bags and a special gift bag for the winner. Would you like a party in Jump Zone?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, in that case, Rebecca, we need you to start jumping. This is not a drill. We need you to start jumping up and down now.
Right.
And answer these five questions. Yeah. You need to get all five of them correct, Rebecca.
Right.
If you get one wrong, you lose. You get nothing. Are you jumping?
You must continue to jump.
I am jumping.
It doesn't sound like there's much jumping going on there.
Well, you see, I'm under carpet.
Oh, there
now you can hear it.
It's a soft jump. It's a gentle jump.
If you don't get to these questions, Rebecca's going to be absolutely ruined over there.
Question one, complete these lyrics, these song lyrics. Rebecca, are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Take a parachute and what?
Jump.
And that's what you should be doing, Rebecca.
That's
jumping.
Exactly what she's doing. Yeah. Two, one out of five. Number two.
Okay.
What jacks are a popular form of exercise?
Oh, jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks is right. 2 out of 5. Question 3. Keep jumping. Keep jumping. House of Pain had a 1992 hit with the song What Around?
Jump Around.
She's got it.
Keep jumping.
3 out of 5. Keep jumping.
Continue to jump.
Keep jumping.
Question 4. Give us another name for a skipping rope.
Oh.
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 Jumping.
I'll take it. It's a jump rope. Okay. Yeah, come on, we'll give you that
so
one.
So close. 4 out of 5.
Very tight. At question 5, for the win this
continue
afternoon,
to
Rebecca
jump,
and
please.
Kilkenny, please keep jumping. What kind of beans are said to jump?
Oh.
Hang on. What kind of beans are said to jump?
Yeah. What are they called, Rebecca? Keep jumping.
What kind of beans
jumping beans.
Jumping beans! Ladies and gentlemen, she did it, everybody! You can stop jumping now, Rebecca. There you go. How you
Rebecca's crying. Lovely. She's crying or tired? One or the other.
Oh, I'm tired.
You're tired.
The child is crying.
Come here, we've got a party for you and up to 30 of your pals in Jump Zone. Well done, you.
Yeah, well done.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks so much for taking the call. You're a wonderful sport. And we'll look after you for that prize. Oh, thanks to our friends at Jump Zone.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! God love you. You're so out of breath. Go on, have a lovely day. Stay safe.
You too.
Bye, 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 bye. Blur Country's health. This is Today FM.
There. Sorry, but that's the show. I did everything I could, but look, that's just what it is.
Some days you don't have it, you know what I mean? Some days it's just not happening.
Some days it's just, you know, we just show up, turn on the mics and see what happens. And sometimes it's good, very rarely. Yeah. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh, no.
We didn't get to do Ultimate Mel Week.
Yeah.
Or Ultimate Hell Week's Ray Goggins tells us about his new survival show.
Oh, this is an interesting one.
It's going to pit various celebrities called Mel against each other.
Yeah.
Mel B, Mel C, Mel Gibson, and Mel Gitroig. I've already signed up. I think it's to Ultimate Hell in Week. Yeah. Where Ray Goggins reveals he's working on another survival concept. It's going to involve various famous Helens, including, but not limited to, Helen Mirren, Helen Hunt, and Justice Minister Helen McEntee.
I'd watch that.
I would get to do Goggins Toboggans. Yeah. Where Ultimate Hell Week's Ray Goggins tells us he's bringing out his own range of toboggans ahead of the winter season. Well, launch it now and be ready for the winter season.
Ahead of the game.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.